1983 was the best of times and worst of times for Mary. She was going through a divorce, but it's also the year she began baking cookies. What began in her own kitchen has grown into a national sensation. Her story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 I want to be
a...
I
want
to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
In 1983, Mary Hostetter went through a very sudden divorce. She had two girls, ages 5 and 2.
I didn't know how in the world I was going to stay in our home and keep the roof overhead and feed them. And so I prayed really hard and asked God to tell me what he wanted me to do with my life. And I decided that I would start baking cookies and pastries out of my home.
Mary made cookies and baked goods and took them to festivals and fairs to sell.
My first show that I did was a show in Kirkwood, Missouri. And it was in September of 1984. And by the Christmas of 1985, I had built up a clientele, and I had orders for over 30,000 Christmas cookies to be baked in my home kitchen with one regular oven and then a very small oven about the size of a microwave.
But how could a single stay-at-home mom bake 30,000 cookies that quickly?
On the street I lived, we had 17 children that lived on that street, and wonderful parents, and all of those neighbors became my dear friends, and they would come over at night after the kids were asleep, and they would have their rolling pins in hand and aprons on. I would have all the doughs ready to bake and make, and they would make all of those cookies, and then I would operate my ovens, and I would be able to get all of those cookies off of the trays and put them on silver platters or in Tupperware, ready to go for the weekend shows that I was going to do. And that's how it all started.
With so many orders pouring in, she needed to move out of her own kitchen. What resulted was a place called the Blue Owl Restaurant, which is today an attraction in itself. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kimswick, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.